And it is a Tuesday, and I've given it enough time from the weekend, some space between now and the weekend, to be able to relay this story and not crumble in disappointment with myself. So at the weekend, I went down to Lucky Bay and practiced my hand at surfing. I wasn't really surfing down there. It was more like falling off a board for a long period of time. But that's fine. It was great splashing about, really good water, really good weather. On the way back, I've strapped the board, the surfboard, to the car. There's two surfboards attached to the car. We've put straps. We've decided to go across with the roof racks. So there's one point where they cross, they meet, they intersect, right? And this was my downfall. We also had the front of the board, the nose of the board was probably about a metre over the roof of the board, which meant that there was about a metre over the windscreen where wind could pop under. And if you understand where I'm going with this, then you'll know the tragedy that I felt when we were driving along and I heard this sort of sound. Sorry, that's not exactly it, but something similar to that. So I've turned to my girlfriend and said, please turn over, pull over. And we've pulled the car over. I've got out, looked at the car, and the back half of the board was like parallel with the car, which is normal. The front half was probably at an angle of 45 degrees to the parallel. It's not how boards are supposed to go. It was kind of almost like a mini banana of a board, banana shape, which isn't ideal for riding. What had happened is that point, that intersection that I mentioned before, was sort of the point where the board, the wind had got under the windscreen and pushed it up, and it just completely snapped it in half. It was so tragic, and I've been sitting on that for a while. It's a long board. It was a beautiful board as well. It's such a shame that I had to ruin it. Not even mine. It was a mate's. So I was borrowing it. And to make me feel better, I thought I'd go out to you listeners. What do you have any tragic car stories that will make me feel better? Maybe you were strapped something off and it became untied. You're not good at a trucker's hitch and it came untied and something fell off. Maybe you had something in a tray of your ute and you lost some gear or something. Let me know. Facebook me on the Facebook page, Esperance Triple M on the Facebook page. You can give me a message and I'll read them out